Well, Jesus is coming. Ready? Ready for Jesus? And that can be a scary thing for some of us. It depends on what our reaction is. You know, are we ready for him? You know, we always got to ask the question, if Jesus was going to come next weekend, if he were to come tomorrow, what would your reaction be if he literally came? I mean, we know he comes literally in the Eucharist, but not as our judge. What would we do? Would we run in fear? Do we have something in the back of our mind that's kind of bothering us, saying, ooh? Or would it be rejoicing? Would we rejoice and welcome Jesus in our own hearts? And so that's the challenge of today. And as we move today, next weekend will be Christ the King, and then we go into Advent. You see this kind of segue from Jesus is coming, he's coming, King, and then he's coming as a child, this loving child. And hopefully that challenges us to think about who God is. Who is he? What is his character? You know, to think of God as this lightning bolt. You know, he's going to get us. Kapowie, 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 zap, zap, zap. Is that who God is? Is that in the Bible somewhere? Or is he the child coming, right? So that's something that we need to challenge ourselves with. Who is God, and are we ready for him? Are we ready for him to come? Do we really want him to come? You know, are we like, yes, but no? And that's the challenge today. In all of this, we need to remind ourselves of who we are and whose we are. In the Old Testament reading, the wise shall shine brightly like the splendor of the firmament, and those who lead the many to justice shall be like the stars of heaven. It reminds us of what we're made for. You know, as we go through preparation for Jesus and the receiving Jesus, do we remind ourselves we're made of heaven? As we go through this Advent season, a lot of times people, you know, everybody's already in the Christmas mode, forgetting it's Advent. Advent is preparation for Jesus. So there's actually a little bit of penance involved into Advent. Preparing the way of the Lord. Preparing the Lord for him to come and live in our souls and in our hearts. That's where we want Jesus to live. And we don't have a real reason to be afraid of that. Even if we're sinners, even if we've done bad things, Jesus still desires to live in your soul and to give you the many graces he wants to give you. But as we go through the Advent season, we get caught up into a lot of the buying of things. You know, got to go to the store and run everybody over in the parking lot to get what I want because everybody else will take it if I don't. And you got to argue in the cashier line and all this other stuff. And that's the spirit of, you know, Advent, right? No, that's not it. And so we take upon a cross that really God never meant us to have when we approach the coming of Jesus in this way. Rather, when we prepare our hearts for the coming of Jesus, we should be preparing our temple. We should be preparing our hearts and our souls. So how do we do that? We pray. Pray. Pray often. You know, saying the rosary together. What a great way to prepare your family to receiving Jesus Christ. Saying the chaplet or the Angelus or any other prayer that you would like to do. There are so many prayers out there, litanies and novenas and all these things. And of course, I encourage you to do that 33-day total consecration to Jesus through Mary. What a great way to prepare our minds and our hearts for God, to allowing Jesus to enter into our souls, the deepest, most intimate part of who we are, the place where God resides. You think about that. God resides there. It's the most intimate part of who you are. Don't be afraid to let Jesus into that most sacred, holy of holies places, so that you can have that true peace and true joy when he comes. Why do we give gifts for Christmas? It's because we have been given the greatest gift of all, Jesus Christ. God became man in a little baby. Imagine that, a little baby. God the Almighty, the one who created us, a little baby. Somebody you can hold. What an awesome gift. What an awesome God that we have in that. And so as we prepare ourselves for Thanksgiving, and of course, you know, we get the Black Friday and all that, put in the back of your mind Jesus Christ. Let him enter into your souls. Let him come. Come, Lord Jesus.